not just a challenge, but real adversity. If you want to overcome it, look no further than someone who's been there and done that. Both Demaryius Randall and Quentin Rollins had core injuries last season that required surgery. It sounds painful just to say it.
I'm not going to sit here and make any excuses, but him and Quentin had legitimate injuries.
That's the football.
Injuries that, without question, affected their play during their respective second seasons. Now it's all about getting ready to bounce back strong in year three.
The past is the past, and I learned from everything, the surgery, everything from last season, just looking forward to building off of it.
Obviously, last year was a down year, but struggled with some things. But at the same time, I know where I got to get to, what I got to get back to. So I'm just looking forward to having the opportunity to come here and compete every day.
If Rollins and Randall need a roadmap to success, they can find one across the locker room in Davante Adams.
Right sideline, over the shoulder.
Yes!
Catch, and it's made by Davante Adams for the touchdown!
He, too, had an injury-riddled and consequently disappointing second season, but he rebounded with a vengeance in his third.
I feel like I had a successful year, and I silenced a lot of people that wanted me cut and a lot of things like that.
75 catches, 997 yards, a dozen touchdowns. Great catch after great catch.
Touchdown! A sensational catch!
Adams has been there. He has done that, and here's how.
Really just focusing, blocking out the outside noise, because, I mean, at the end of the day, no one that's talking negatively about you is gonna help you out. So you make sure you keep your circle tight, whether it's your family, your support system, football, the rest of the football team, and just make sure you're using all that to fuel you, for the next year.